Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello and welcome to Share Talk. Today I'm joined by Werner Klingenberg, who's CEO at Goldplatt. How are you today, Werner?
I'm doing well, Zach. Nice to be talking to you.
Okay, Goldplatt is not like the most high profile of stocks on the London market, so it'd be good just for you to give us an outline of who Goldplatt is and what it does.
Okay, thank you, Zach. Goldplatt has been listed since 2006, and we're mainly into the gold recovery business. I think it's something that the market probably doesn't understand that well. Basically, we take byproduct and waste material from the gold mines, mainly in Africa, but also South America, and we process it at our industrial plants in Ghana and in South Africa to recover the last bit of gold. We also do some PGM material, although that's an area we would like to grow in the future. Goldplatt PLC, when it listed in 2006, was focused on using this recovery businesses to grow an exploration and junior gold. And that strategy was effectively stopped at the beginning of where we've decided to abandon our current exploration assets and also to sell our producing gold mine in Kenya.
Right, I think the only sort of question with companies like Goldplatt, which is in the recovery area, is that perhaps investors think that you're not dealing with large amounts of material, not as compared to mining, you know, straight mining companies. What are the kind of volumes that you're involved with?
Well, Zach, I mean, we process various types of material. And also various grades. If we look at our plants in South Africa, they probably process around 15,000 tons per month on average, but that is of the lower grade type of material, between 2-3 grams a ton. But we also do higher grade fine carbons from the mines, and that might vary anything from 50 to 100, sometimes more tons per month. And on the fine carbon side, the grade can be anything from 30 to 1,000 grams per ton that we receive.
So, I mean, it's pretty substantial. I mean, it's sort of analogous to a normal mining company.
Yes, I think if you want to compare us to mining, we probably, as a group, do between 22 to 28,000 ounces per year of gold recovered. I guess that puts us probably in the space of a junior small mine.
Right, so basically you're like a mining, like a normal mining company, I keep saying that, but basically yes. You have rather more certainty in terms of your production potential.
Well, yes. I mean, Zach, if we look at the recovery business, and I think this year is probably the year we want to move away from our comparison in terms of gold mining. As I say, we stopped the exploration side. We've got a binding term sheet signed with the mine in Kenya. I would rather describe us as an industrial processor that plays in quite a niche market. We don't have a lot of competitors. I think if we need to compare ourselves with the mine, I think the benefit is we don't have the mining risk at all. But it does bring about some resource risk in the sense that we don't have a defined resource, but we're dependent on what and what type of material we see from the mines on a monthly basis. So based on that, our output can fluctuate depending on the grades and qualities we receive.
Right. I mean, you just released your year-end results for the year ending June 2020. Run us through that, please.
Yes, I think, I mean, 2020 has been a transformative year in more ways than one. I've already explained the change in strategy, and I think the accounts is reflecting exactly that. We had a record year in the recovery businesses. From continued operations, we produced 5.6 million pounds operating profits. That's up from 1 million pounds in the previous period, and that translated to 3.3 million pounds profit after tax, which is again an increase of 10 times if we compare that to the previous year. That was unfortunately balanced off by losses we incurred in the discontinued operations. Most of that has been non-cash flow losses because we've impaired our exploration assets, we've impaired the Kenyan mine, Kilimapesa, as we've recognized that is held for sale after signing the binding term sheet agreement on the 31st of July. So we incurred a loss from discontinued operations of 5.2 million pounds. But I think I'm quite excited in terms of seeing how the recovery business is producing, supporting our strategy to back that going forward.
So basically, you clear the decks and now you're ready to just deliver, let's say, pure production and hopefully pure profit.
Yes, and good cash flow. I mean, we're currently standing at a cash balance at the end of June of 3.1 million pounds. Which is quite substantial if you compare that to our market cap, which is between 11 to 12 million pounds. And I think the positive is that if you go and look at our recovery operations and the performance on the operational level over the last 5 years, we probably produced before finance cost on the average at 4 million pounds. So with the requirements from exploration and mining not there, we well position to actually continue on that path, and I'm sure the shareholders should be quite happy with that.
Right, and just looking forward to 2021, is it it's now consolidating your position, is that right?
Well, yes, I think it is consolidating our position. I think some of it already did in the current period. I think the numbers I gave you was mostly operating numbers, so the focus would be in terms of reducing some of the finance charges we do incur. We don't have a lot of debt. We've got 1 million pounds outstanding on a revolving facility that we probably will deal with in the current period. And then apart from that, we will then look at finding ways of growing the recovery business. The biggest opportunity there in South Africa remains the reprocessing of our own tailings facility. We've done a JORC-compliant resource in 2016 where we defined 82,000 ounces of gold at 1.78 grams per ton in about 1.4 million tons of material. To be able to process that, we will need to find either a new tailings facility with sufficient capacity where we can deposit if we process again, or we might look at finding a third-party processor where we can take that material to process. And that's really where growth and profitability will increase in the near future.
And just finally, I mean, clearly this has been a good year for commodities prices, metals prices. Clearly that's yes. Helping you at the moment.
Yes, it does. I think... I've indicated to the market that probably, I mean, it does fluctuate depending on where the value comes from. But in essence, about 50% of our production is exposed to the fluctuating gold price. Some of the higher grade materials that we do receive from the mines, we return a high percentage of that back to them, between 50 and 80%. So in essence, when we return that material back to them, that is also at the reigning gold price. So if the gold price is lower, that cost reduces. If the gold price is higher, obviously it increases. So we've got a natural hedge in the contract there, but about 50% are still exposed.
Well, on that note, Werner Klingenberg, CEO at Goldpath, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you, Zach.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.